I mean, it's pashut that this is a geshmaka parsha, and as you, Emir Tzeshem, delve into more sugyas in life, you'll chapano out of more of these parshas. You know, like some people, parshas mishpatim, parshas shoiftim, sometimes people say, ah, so many of these dinim, so that shnayim nikra becomes geshmak, chazara, and on half of shas, it's mamish mayridik. So one of the most important psukim that is found in our parsha, which is taka relevant to the sugyas that we're going to get into, get ready, Rabbi Say, gittin bezum bez. Whoo, lot. That is where it's at. There's a lot of gittin bezum bez is going to be some exciting, some lightning and thunder. And Mitzvah Shem, I don't think it's going to happen this semester, but like gittin ches, Rabbi Say, those of you that wanted to do Hilchos Shabbos this year, wanted like some solid sugyas. That's Dave. Really yeah, Dave. Dave will be back by then. So Mitzvah Shem, like a lot of geshmak things coming up. But the Torah says, introducing in the parsha of Shoiftim in the setup of Bezdin, Torah says in Perek Yutes Pasuk Tesvav, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish Lechol Avon Ulechol Chatos. An Eid Echad does not have the ability to testify for an Avon or for a Chatos. There is a drasha in the Sifrei, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish Lechol Avon Ulechol Chatos, Abel Ishu Hukam. So it sounds like there might be a source that for Eidus Isha, for Iguna, that maybe he is able to testify. B'cholchet asher yechta, you have to know, machlokes rishonim, what is the reason we accept one Eid Echad for Iguna? Is that a din midrabanan, midraisa? And a fascinating topic for the end of Yevamos comes up, at the beginning of the Mishnah, Yevamos and Eid Echad. And really gets into what happened to Davar Shavar Pachos Mishayim. One of the fundamental questions when you're learning Yevamos is, why for Iguna are you allowed to be made with one? But there is some sort of drasha that for Chol Avon or Chol Chatos he's Eino Kam, but he's Kam for other things. Chol Chet Asher Yechta Al Pi Shnayim Eidim O Al Pi Shloisha Eidim Yakum Dov. So one of the most important and fundamental psukim in Shas, for Eidus, for testimony, for Bezdin, is Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. Right? So we're going to talk about a lot this year on Daf Dalet. Oh, I missed Daf Dalet. There's going to be a lot of Shmak of Bottom Taisus and Daf Dalet, also Bottom Taisus, is Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. You need Eidus, you need Eidim to establish and to testify on a matter in order to register. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says, Al Pishnayim or Al Pishloisha Eidim Yakum Dov. So the obvious question the Gemara discusses is that if Miskayemes Ha'edus Bishnayim, so the Torah does not need to single out that also Eidus is fulfilled and is qualified and is accepted when it's with Shlosha. Right? This is the concept of two is trekameya. Two is no different than 100. You have a stira, you have a hakosha, you have a conflict between two Eidim saying X and 100 Eidim saying Y. What's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Halacha l'maisa? It's called what? Trey utrei. That's a sveika d'araisa. That, maybe. Sveika d'araisa, sveika d'araisa. It's a suffik in halacha. What the nature of that suffik? But we look at those. The numbers don't impress us. Numbers don't impress us in halacha. Once you're registered to Eidim, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. So why does the Torah add in, O Al Pishloisha Eidim? Why does the Torah add in, Lo Al Pishloisha Eidim? Rashi, Rabbi Yisai writes, Al Pishnayim Eidim V'lo Shiichtavu Eidusim Be'egeres. You're not allowed to write your Eidus on a ksav. You have to Alpi. You have to say it Alpeh. Right? Which is the whole discussion, really? So you're not allowed to write your Eidus on a shtar, Rabbi Yisai? So I have a question. What's with the whole Masech is getting? Why isn't that a problem of Eidus b'chsav? mipihem v'loy mipiksavim. This should be a violation of this drasha that Rashi is telling us that Edim don't have the ability to write down their Edus to see if everyone agrees to Rashi or whatever it is. But how do you deal with the concept of a shtar? How do you deal with the concept of Edus? Bichsav. Interesting question to think about maybe between Mincha Marv on Friday night in correlation with everything that we're learning. So everybody say, there are a few Gemaras, a Gemara in Makis, Gemara in Sanhedrin Adav Tes, that the Mishnah quotes our pasuk, right? Al pishnayim o shlosha edim. So the Mishnah says that we're makish shlosha l'shnayim. In meskayem es edim b'shnayim lama pir l'cha akasa b'shlosha. Elahakish shloisha l'shnayim. Mashlosha mezimin es hashnayim af hashnayim yuzmu. We know that there's a concept in this week's parasha also of hazama, that if Edim are caught to be lying, imanu ayisem, you were with us at the time of the date that you're testifying about. So they get kasher zamal nasas liachad, they get what they conspired to do to their friend. So the Mishnah has a limud and says, "Mashloisha mizim es hashnayim, yuzmu es hagimel, ba kosel hakish, shloisha l'shnayim. Mashloisha mizim es hashnayim, af shnayim yuzmu es hagimel. Two people have the ability to fulfill hazama and say imanu ayisem on three people. Don't get carried away just because they're outnumbered. Doesn't matter. There can still be hazama with two, like we said before, because trei kameya, two is like 100." How do you know even 100? Up to 100, even Edim, and 100 is Lavdafka. Good. Rab Shimon Oimer, listen carefully, everybody say. Mishnah says, in Hema Beis, Rab Shimon Oimer, Ma Shnayim Ein Ne'erogin Ad Shiu Shneim Zoymimim. Just like the two of them, if only one of them has a Hazama, meaning one person says, Jeremy, you can't testify about that. You were with me. You were in great adventure. What are you talking about? There's Azama Imanu Ayisem, but he only says it about one of the Edim. What's the halacha, Rabbi Isai? No Hazama. Right? Ad she yuzmu a school on, right? You need the second one to get. Af shloisha ein nerogin ad she yushloisha nen zaymin. So that's true that also there's no Hazama and we don't give him kasha zamam the oinesh. Listen carefully, Rabbi Isai. You're going to have to pay attention to each stage until they're all considered zaymin. And how do you know even 100? That you need all of them? Tamalomer Edim. So Reb Shimon is coming to what? To tell us what? Akula. Akula in Hilchas Hazama, a leniency. That they don't get slammed, they don't get Hazamified until what? Until you capture the whole group. You chop the whole group with Hazama. Good? Ad Meya. Good. That's the pasuk. Rabbi Kiva Oimer. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Isai. Loi ba'ashlishi lahakel. No, Rabbi Shimon, and many Mepharshim understand that Rabbi Akiva is actually arguing on Rabbi Shimon. Loi ba'ashlishi lahakel el lahachmer alav. Ve'lasa is dino ki yoitze be'elu. And to make this third guy similar and parallel to the two guys. Meaning Rabbi Shimon. You said that why did the Torah say 2 and 3? That introduced a kula leniency. That in order for them to get nailed, you need everyone. And if we say that all of us need to go down to sink the ship. Zokter B'Akiva, no. It's also a chumra, it's also a stringency. Zokter B'Akiva, that what? Don't say that only two of them get hazama. But rather, Zokter B'Akiva, lo bashes lahakol el lahachmer lov, belaso is dino ki yoitze be'elu. That rather, this third guy should be paralleled to these two other guys. Zokter B'Akiva. Ve'imke, I'm reading the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not reading a Musar Sefer. I'm reading a Mishnah in Makkos, a Gemara that's quoted a few times in Shas. V'imkein, onash hakosov l'nitba lo'ivre avira ko'ivre avira. The Torah in our parsha is punishing l'nitba lo'ivre avira ko'ivre avira. Happens to be the pasuk. Is it not only at the end of the parsha? It's also at the beginning of the parsha. Al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames. Perek yed zayin pasuk vav. That's what the mishnah is going on. It's the same drush. Good. Zokter Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yisai. In kein onish hakosav l'nitbal l'oivrei avira k'oivrei avira. The Torah punishes the nitbal. What does the nitbal mean? Comes from the root of tafel. Something that's what? That's not as important, as significant, that's secondary. Why would this be secondary, Rabbi Yisai? So come along the Rishonim and they say that one could have thought, Rabbi Kiva's coming to Bavarn, Rabbi Kiva's coming to tell you, don't think like this, but what would I have thought logically? Hey, wait a second. What do I need to punish this third guy? Why do I not need to punish this third guy? Because what? In miskayem esayedis b'shnayim. Because two edim are sufficient. So this guy was loymaila loymaira. This guy had no effect and no impact on the case. So mameila, let's just not include him in the punishment. Zokter Rabbi Akiva, no. Onash hakosav l'nitbala ove avira ko'ev avira. Even the secondary, even the ancillary, even the not as significant is punished just like the Ovra Avera, and he gets Hazama. Now, Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. Rabbi Kiva goes on and he gives us a Musa Shmuz in the middle of Maseches Makos. Alachas kama v'kama if l'dvar ra, that is the conclusion, Rabbi Yisai. Yishalim socher, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us schar and reward. L'nitbal so those that are attached, that are joined, loisim mitzvah, also get schar loisim mitzvah. So Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Kiva is coming to tell us that we shouldn't come to the conclusion that this person is insignificant, this person is ancillary, this person is nitbal, he's tofel, and therefore I shouldn't include him in the kasher zomam, in the punishment, in the verdict and the conclusion of this Beis Din. He's an eight. What's the scenario, Rabbi Yisai? What's the scenario? So most Rishonim understand that the case of the Gemara is that you had Hazama by two, and Rabbi Shimon saying, if you didn't have Hazama by the third, so then what? So then that will save the whole group. And similarly, Rabbi Akiva is saying, no, it's not just a kula, it's not just a leniency, but you also say it in the reverse. That if they're all caught to be in a lie, don't say, oh, all I needed was the first two. I need everyone, and therefore they're all going to have to pay and have to get the punishment of kashrizah. But I'd like to introduce you, Rabbi Yisai, to something fascinating. And I think this is such an important yisai for our lives. If you look in the Nemukhi Yosef on this Mishnah, in Maseches Makos, Rabbi Yisai, and you really understand what's being communicated to us, there's something incredible that the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling us in this week's Parsha, in this Chodesh of Elul, in this time that we're looking for ways to be mechazik ourselves towards the path to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's look at the Nemukhi Yosef on Daf Beis and Mebeis and Daf Be'arif. So, Rabbi Yosef quotes the Shittas. Riva explains that the Rabbi Kiva is chilek al Rabbi Shimon. Good. Listen to this. Va'oid perish Hari ben Geis. Listen to this pshat that the Ritz Geis, the Rabbi Yosef quotes from the Ritz Geis, one of the Rishayim. Dim huzmu ashnayim. If two of the guys get caught in a lie, Imanu Ais, and you were with us in Great Adventure, how can you be testifying about this murder trial? You're liars. And originally what? The Haggadah's Eidus was with how many people, Rabbi Yisai? Was with three people. Listen to what the Ritz Geis says. Achidish niflad amoyd, the Tumim, the Rabbi Yonis, and Eibishitz has such arichas on this Ritz Geis. Thinks maybe the Rambam holds like this. Listen to this. Afal pishel loy huzum agimul nasu kulam zaymimim. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Two guys get caught in a lie. I was only with what? With Jonah and Jeremy. They were in Great Adventure with me. And what happened? So Rabbi Kiva comes saying and saying, what? There's Hazama. There's Hazama on who? There's Hazama on three. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Kiva. There's Hazama on three. The Parsha of Hazama never applied to that third person. Imanu Ayisim has to be said. Imanu with who? With Jonah. Imanu with Jeremy. But not Imanu with Judah.
Oh, wow. I like that. Three J's.
Rabbi Yisai, had that happen? Zokter Ritz Geis, did you listen to the words of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said the word. What did Rabbi Akiva say, Rabbi Yisai? What did Rabbi Akiva say? He gives a shtickle Torah in the Mishnah. He says that our parsha is telling us lahakish shnoish l'shnayim, not just lahakel, not just to create a kula that you need to wait to be mazim everyone, and you could only administer hazama if you have all members that actually get caught. No, Zokter Bikiva, loy bashlis lahakel lahachmer lov v'lasa is dino ki yoytze beelu v'imkain ono shakosov l'nit belaveira. There's a tofel. There's a person who's part of the group, and if he's part of the group, so he goes down with the ship. And even if he's not even caught with the lie, and Imanu Ayisim, once there's Azama by two, Azama spreads to the rest. And he has to pay for that punishment. Unbelievable. Chiddush Nifla, Rabbi Yisai. I would never have said this on my own. That's exactly the part Rabbi Kiva was saying. He's the tuffle to the other to the crew. Why the Mishnah call him a nitbal over avera? If he got caught in the lie that they did, so why is he a nitbal over avera? So I would have said, no, the answer is because he's not as necessary. Because we would have had Eidus without him. That's why he's really a tuffel. He's just an addition. He's just an additive. But he's just spices on top. He's just the whipped cream. But he's not really the real McCoy. He's not really the real essence of the Eidus. But that's not what the Ritz Geis is saying. The Ritz Geis is saying, no, he didn't even get caught in a lie. And yet still he gets punished. Rabbi said, this is Misa. This could be Misa. This guy could be put to death. This mamish, this could keep you up at night. Hare nasa din gimel k'din beiz b'toyfu elohem leibu hazamasa. Kiva is teaching us, Rabbi Yisai, something incredible. Zok the Heiliger, Rabbi Akiva! There's a concept in Halacha that the Torah in Parsha Shoftim and Chodesh Elul is telling us that there's a din called Nitbal. Nitbal Oivre Avera, Nasis Ka Oivre Avera. Even if you didn't get caught, even if you didn't even commit, but the chevra and the association of who you're a part of could bring you down. In Misa, in Malkis, in a Momin, in a Knas. And Rabbi Yisai, in Avodas Hashem. And it's not only in that direction, Rabbi Yisai, the Ritz Geis is telling us. But Rabbi Akiva goes on to say,
If that's true in Parsha Shoiftim, L'derech Hara, if it's true in Parsha Shoiftim, for Hazama, for the Onshin, for the Peronios, Zokter B'Yukiva, then Alachas Kama V'Kama. It's true for the Aliyah. It's true for the Shtaigel. It's true for the for being misdabik in the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is something that Rabbi Yisai has sources in Halacha, in our Parsha, Rabbi Yisai. That the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling us something that I've been speaking to some of you this week about the koyach of chevra. The koyach of associating with the right and like-minded people that want to shtag, that want to grow, that rub off onto other people. And Rabbi Yisai, it talks about our obligation to open the doors to people that want to come in and want to be connected and want to grow in a Chodesh Elul and create a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom and need chevra and need community and need help. And we're not going to do that. Rabbi Yisai, if the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to say from a chevra that there could be Misa, there could be Malkus, and Rabbi Kiva saying, and that's something that even if the person didn't do it, but he's going to get rubbed off, he's going to change his personality. I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't do anything wrong. But you were a bystander. You were part of that. You were egging them on. Or you didn't say no. Or you didn't walk away. Zok the Ritzgeis. Hazama. Hazama, give him the knas. Unbelievable. Give him the oinish. But Zok the Bikiva, don't only be negative. Don't only realize the capacity of this drasha, of this din in Chazal, of this Gemara in Makis that is so incredible, Rabbi Yisai. It's one of my favorite verts in the Torah. Guys want to know which my favorite vert? This is my favorite vert. The vert of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva goes on to a Musa Shmuz and Makis. The person's learning Makis, Hazoma, this and that. And suddenly Rabbi Akiva starts calling it Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. What is this, the Mordechai Shapiro? What's going on over here? A song in the middle of the Mitzvah. In the middle of the Mishnah. What's going on over here? So Rabbi Akiva, he says, don't be superficial. Recognize what it needs, what the Rabbeinu Shalom understands from Parsha Shoiftim, what you need to grow in Yiddishkeit also. And you need to take those steps. You need to take those steps to find that chevra that's talking and speaking about inyonim, that are ruchni, that are going to cause an ali in your life. And if it's not happening in the dorm, it's not happening in the calf, and I'm sitting in the wrong places, so let me find. And it means those guys that already created some sort of circle, some sort of network, some sort of chevra, you have an obligation to make sure that those that don't have it can be let in. So many new chevra, Rabbi said, that are looking for this, that want to connect, that want to be on the ladder, that want to have a chodesh elul like you're having. So Rabbi said, and the older guys, we say, no, we're better. Kiva says, no, you're not. No, you're not. You need other people. Open the door. Let them in. Find the chevra. Associate with the chevra. Connect with the chevra. Don't lower down your standards. There are these chevra. Just have to have a little bit of courage to know that I'm proud to have these she'ifas, to have these ritzonis, but recognize that it does make a difference. I can't tell you so many times I've seen it in my career. That people think that when they slack off or when they start schmoozing or coming late, whatever it is, in the Beis Medrash, how much it affects the sefer. How much it affects not you. It's not only a cheshbon on you. How much it affects the nitbal. How much it affects the whole crew. The whole chevra. And it exists everywhere, Rabbi Yisai. From in every yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai. It happened in the mirror. I remember I saw it in the mirror. It exists everywhere. Person has an approach to this. And Mila, it's just that Azoy is. That's the lingo. Azoy is. That's the way it goes. That's the way we are approached. No, Azoy isn't. I'm not doing that. And I'll associate with a different. I know what's right. I know what's MS. And I have a responsibility. Al pishnayim o shlosha edim yumas hames. And yumas hames might be a spiritual misa. I have to understand that now I'm taking into account now my chevra, and that's important, Rabbi Yisrael, not only in this stage in life. When we're building up our lives and we're going and we're taking the steps right now, I hate to scare you, Rabbi Yisrael, but sometimes in the parashat Shmos, I have to remind you that we're not so far away from marriage. And we have to make sure that we're right now making the right decisions and we're on the right path to create that sense of self that has the right path and the right she'ifis and the right foundation to build a shtib, a house that's full of aliyah and steiging and growing. But you need chevra. You need like-minded people. You need chizuk. It definitely is something that's true, both for the negative, but Zokta Rikiva for the positive as well. And even if a person is not necessarily learning up a storm, and even if a person is not necessarily having the same starim and the same hours that someone else is, or doesn't have the schedule as someone else is, just from connecting to those chaver, just from being around a Shabbos and singing with those people and speaking to Divrei Torah and listening to those people, just by connecting, Rabbi Yisai, to Gedolei Yisrael, to going for a visit, to just go in and to just see the way they live or the way a human being could make decisions in their lives and decide of what's Iker and what's Tafel. Even if you don't do anything, even if you don't open up a Sefer, even if you're not involved in learning, it's no different than the Ritz days by Azama. I didn't get caught in a lie. All I was doing was that I was standing on when they originally testified. But I'm not the culprit. I'm not the liar. I didn't do anything wrong. Zokta Rabbi Akiva also is true. L'schar mitzvah mitzvah. L'nitba l'oise mitzvah. You associate. You connect to such an organization. You define yourself with that chevra that's growing, that is shomer their lashonis, that watch the way they speak, that has sensitivity towards others, that are bali chesed. That's your chevra. That's who you are. You make decisions for your family that I don't necessarily have to do what everyone else is doing. That's not what calls the shots in my life. Because that's what people do. I got to be normal. No. There's not enough time in this world to be normal, Rabbi Yisrael. You got to be an Eved Hashem. Time's running out. It's not what the Hamonam is, because then it's just going to be Hazom. I need to realize that I can get schar. I can be a changed person. Part of my Avodas Hashem and my path in Elul has to do with what? Who is my group? Where am I associating myself? What type of group do I want to be? And if you don't know where it is yet, but at least you know that that's what I want to do. And I can get schar. Zokta Rabbi Akiva, chiddush nifla. Even though I did nothing. I did nothing. I'm like that eight zaymim that doesn't get azoma. But I'm just attached. I'm just with. Al pishnayim o shlosha edim yumas ames. Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen chal b'shol arecha. That is parsha shoiftim. It's not just relevant to Bezdin. It's not just relevant to Edim. Rabbi Akiva says, don't read this psukim superficially. Rabbi Akiva says, I got to take a break in Makkas, and I get a Musar Shmuz in the middle of Mishnayis and Makkas. These kids in 10th grade learning Makkas have no idea what hit them. What's going on over here? We were talking about Azama a second ago. And suddenly you start talking about Nitva Loisi Mitzvah. Yeah. Because that's crucial in our Avodah Hashem. And that's crucial in the second Shabbos of Elul. That a person recognizes that Avadah, I have to cheshbin. I have to cheshbin my mitzvahs. I have to cheshbin what I'm doing, my chesed, my tefillah, my Talmud Torah. But I also have to cheshbin who am I with? Who am I associating myself with? What am I nitbal towards? Even if I'm not involved in something, a person's not on 24/7. But even if I'm not involved in something, but that's how I'm defined. And I have to make sure that those that need that and those that want to come in, I'm avada going to open that door. And chas v'shalom, not create a yura and a gaiva of asiyas mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisai. Because I'm sofer in this week's parsha. He writes in Teres Moshe something very, very scary.
He says at certain times, asiyas hamitzvahs could be avodah zarah. You see this a lot with Bnei Yeshiva. When they create gaiva and yura, and they create cliques and chevra, and they don't let guys in, because I'm an oisei mitzvah. I'm stark. I'm from. And they become all gaivadik. There is some sefer, you look, but some sefer discusses it. Legabe, the warning to the melech. Lo yosir mimenu yominu small, that he's going to leave the mitzvahs. And the some sefer writes that if a person loses his ounce of anova when he's oisei mitzvahs, it comes out that the mitzvahs itself could be an avodah zarah atzma. Scary language. Sometimes, even guys in the base medrash, that becomes avodah zarah. I'm serving myself. I become a guy with a mensch. I'm a geshmaka guy. No. We're here to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. Part of serving the Rebbeinu Shalom is taking care of all of his children. Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keich. If a person's going to bring you down, if a person's going to be a bad influence, that's another story. And you have to do that with sensitivity and make sure to stay away that he doesn't feel insulted, but you're not mechuyev to be makriv of your own avodas Hashem and your own aliyah because of that. If a person wants to attach or wants to connect and he wants to be a nitba lo'isi mitzvah, and even if he's going to be stationary, he's not yet ready to make the moves that you're making, but he wants to affiliate, so that is avodas Hashem zon for Rekiv. That is chodesh el. That is the importance of this parsha, of parsha Shoiftim or Al Pishnayim or Shlosha Edim Yumas Hames in our month of Elul, in our Achana for this Yom Adin. Boisai, this is true in all stages of your life, in yeshiva now, when you're younger, but it's even more true when you're going to be making decisions for yeshivas and for the future of your children and for where you're going to live. Association. Chevra is mechazik. People that are mechazik each other is necessary. Ribbono Shel Olam made us to need chizik from one another. Mirtz Hashem, we should all keep this on our radar. We should all try to be mechazik each other. Try to help out each other. Try to grow together. Especially in this year, Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. Keep this something that's at the forefront of Parsha Shoiftim, and also at the forefront of our Avodas Hashem, and Emir Tzah Hashem Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Nishon will look at all of us and say, wow, these are people that are creating openings for my children, for my Banim Atem LaHashem Alekeichem, for my legacy, and those are the people that I'm going to take care of, that I'm going to give Hatzlacha, Siyata Deshmaya, Bracha, and Aliyah Mirtz Hashem towards the future.